Catholic scientists are playing leading roles in stem cell research, with the full support of the Catholic Church at the highest levels. Professor P.S. John is Director of Medicine at the St. Thomas Hospital for Spinal Cord Care in Kerala, India, and the founding president of the Asian Society for Computer-Assisted Surgery. His research involves the use of adult stem cells to regenerate damaged spinal cord tissue. He is in Rome for meetings at the Vatican this week and came by to speak to Chris Altieri, who asked him about the ethics of his work.
Stem cell research includes two opposing schools. One is stem cells from the embryonic stem cells derived from embryos. The other is non-embryonic, the adult stem cells. I think the Catholic Church is very much supporting the adult stem cells in which we are working for the past 10 years.
And why the objection to embryonic stem cells?
I think it's very, very clear because to save a life or to protect an ailing patient, you are actually damaging another embryo. It's equal to killing an life and denying the life to one and giving life to another is no way justifiable.
It's interesting also that the major successes so far have been through adult stem cell research, not through the embryonic practice.
You're right, because the embryonic stem cell research, the US FDA, if you look at their permission given for embryonic stem cell research, it is as recent as the 23rd of January 2009, the US FDA has given permission for stem cell research, the embryonic stem cell research in spinal cord injury. Whereas we've been all working on adult stem cells for the past so many years. In our institute, where I'm associated with the Cochin University of Science and Technology in Kerala, we've been working on this particular subject for the last 10 years, but there are obviously some reasons why people have been experimenting with embryonic stem cell, because initially they thought that the results of the adult stem cell may not be comparable to the embryonic stem cells. But in our research, we have shown that the embryonic stem cells research is not as good as the adult stem cell. Because if we can modulate the adult stem cells, it can be modulated to any type of tissue with the new technology we have developed. That's why we are very confidently now able to say that the adult stem cells are much, much far superior to the embryonic stem cells.
The technical term for it, I think, if I'm not mistaken, is plurivalence. And you can actually modify adult stem cells so that they behave like embryonic cells. First of all, do I have that clear? Is that right?
That's right. You can actually, the pluripotency or the totipotency of the embryonic stem cell can be imparted to the adult stem cells with rightly manipulating those cells. We call it the genetic manipulation or the neurotransmitter modulation. That's the technology we are using. And we can manipulate it to any form of cells as potently or more potently than the embryonic stem cells.
And one of the things that they found also in doing embryonic research on non-human embryos is that activating the embryonic cells leads to tumors, to bad growth. There are all sorts of side effects. Do these adult cells that have their pluripotency activated, do they show the same difficulties?
You are totally right. This has been a real concern in the scientific world for the last past so many years, because once the pluripotent or the totipotent embryonic stem cells are triggered on, you have no way to control the multiplication of the cells, and sometimes it might lead to tumorigenesis, and this was a real concern among most of the researchers. Whereas the adult stem cells, when we try to modulate, they are very much controlled. The potency is very much controlled. You can manipulate their potency, and there is no reason why it should go for a tumorigenesis. From our experience, we can definitely tell you that there is no concern for any fear of a tumorigenesis once you are with the adult stem cells, which is well under your control.
How are the politics of stem cell research affecting stem cell research?
I think because of this concern of morality involved in the stem cell research, especially with the embryonic stem cells, there's a lot of hue and cry about destroying the embryos, and there's a lot of setback to the stem cell research, because once you you are on with the stem cell research, people always have this concern. They think that a lot of embryos are destroyed and this is not justifiable. But once they come to understand that the stem cell research includes the adult stem cells also, which can be, if properly directed and taken care of, it can be much more useful and much more effective than the embryonic stem cells. To me, as I've seen from the research on spinal cord injury using the bone marrow of the patient, I think there is no reason why people should turn to embryonic stem cell research anymore.
And you're putting your money where your mouth is, as it were, with your current research area of focus is on spinal cord injuries. It's something that's come up a couple of times in the conversation. You've recently had what you consider to be an important breakthrough.
Yeah, because spinal cord injury was an area where even though a lot of research are going on in different centers in the globe, no successful breakthrough has recently have really taken place. And we've been working on this for the last 10 years. A lot of animal models, we are trying to find a breakthrough. And finally, we've been able to modulate the marrow cells to neural cells and bridge the gap between the broken code. And now we are able to give a very good results. Even patients after spinal cord injury, after so many years, patients have started walking, leaving their bed, leaving the wheelchair, leaving the crutches. They have started walking independently, and many people are on the way to recovery. And we are sure that in a few years' time, this technique is going to be refined and be available to any patient with a spinal cord injury.
Just to be clear here, you've made paraplegics walk.
Yeah, in our series of 100 cases, which we have started off 2 years ago, 33 patients have started walking without support, not only paraplegics, even quadriplegics. They have started walking without support, and about 40 patients have started standing without support. The rest are on the way to improvement.
And again, just to be clear, I'll ask the question open-endedly, but what role did embryonic stem cell research have to do in this research and that led to these breakthroughs?
I think I have heard a lot about embryonic stem cell research in the spinal cord injury, and some of those patients who have come to me are failed cases of embryonic stem cell therapy done elsewhere. At least I have three of them with me who had this embryonic stem cell therapy done on this on them some years ago. They had no improvement and they have come to me. And with our new technology, I'm glad to announce that they have shown great improvement.
And this new technology, does it involve stem cell?
It involves the use of a marrow from the patient, a small quantity of the marrow, which has got a stem cell element, because the cells in the marrow can behave. Some of the cells can behave exactly as a stem cell, which can get converted to the type of tissue or the cell that you want to create. And it is up to you to manipulate those cells to the desired tissue to bridge the gap.
If we were to, say, close our eyes right now and imagine a universe in which right and wrong didn't exist, reasoning per absurdum and saying that, well, if we were really in a world that was beyond good and evil, and you were presented with the choice of pursuing a research line for developing a therapy that involved embryonic cells, and on the other hand, adult cells, which do you pick?
I'll always pick up the adult stem cells because it has got definite advantages. One is that you're not destroying another life. And again, you don't have the chance of a tumorigenesis. And also, you are using patient's own tissue, means there is no chance of any rejection. When you use an embryonic stem cells, actually, you are inviting the chance of a rejection, which has to be suppressed with the use of steroids and other agents which can actually suppress this sort of a rejection reaction. And once the patient's own tissue is used, there is no chance of rejection.
Do you mind if I ask a couple of personal questions here? Are you a lifelong Catholic?
Yeah, I am a Catholic, very strong Catholic.
How has your faith informed your vocation as a scientist?
I think discovery to me is, again, revelation from the Almighty. And these are all things revealed in the course of my research. And God is guiding me throughout. And He has created situations congenial for a research like this. And He has been always blessing me. And I'm sure that God has a great plan in our research.